Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
My brothers and sisters, today's readings, especially the Gospel, offer endless possibilities for contemplation. Last year, for the spiritual exercises, I prepared an 18-page meditation on the Samaritan woman seen alone. It had an introduction, 7 points, and a conclusion. Since it is impossible to cover the entire Gospel, we are going to stay with 2 phrases that the Catechism uses to comment on this passage. The first sentence is this: God thirsts that we may thirst for Him. This is incredible. Thirst expresses an intense, deep desire. God is thirsty. God has the most profound desire in His heart. In today's Gospel, the Lord says, "Give me a drink." Jesus asks us for a drink. We'll never be as thirsty for Him as He is thirsty for us. We all need to thirst for God rather than for worldly things. We all need to ask of Him, "Jesus, make me thirst for You." Only the Lord can give us living water. So the first sentence is, God thirsts that we may thirst for Him. The second sentence is this: prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. Let me repeat it again. Prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. Prayer is going to the source. Go to the only source where the heart of man is satisfied. Prayer is not a drag or a burden or a boring thing. Prayer is drinking. Prayer is drinking living water. Prayer is an encounter with Christ who is waiting for me. Prayer is being loved with unconditional love. Prayer is breathing eternal life. Prayer has to become the best moment of my day, the moment when our souls find rest, hope, faith, love, and peace. Prayer is letting God shape us and transform us like clay in the hands of the potter. Prayer is all of this. Let's now put these 2 statements together. Prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. God thirsts that we may thirst for Him. Are we thirsty for Christ? Let's ask the Lord to help us understand some of these mysteries, specifically the mystery of a God who waits for me, thirsts for me, and lays down His life for me. And with that, let's love Him who loves us. Listen to Him who speaks to us, and quench the thirst of Him who is thirsty for our love. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.